Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive.
Always exciting to dive in.
And today we're kicking off a really fascinating series. We're going to be exploring automation.
Ooh, automation.
Across like all the different parts of a business.
Yeah.
You know, marketing, sales, service operations, whole shebang.
That's a lot to cover.
It is. So we're going to be doing a four-part series.
Okay.
And each one will focus on one of those.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So today we are going to be laser focused on marketing automation.
Okay. Love it.
And we've got some really cool sources lined up that are going to help us kind of dig into, you know, how can this transform how you connect with customers?
So it's about connecting with potential customers, not just like sending out a bunch of emails.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when I was kind of looking through these different sources, I was really curious about a couple of things.
Okay, lay on me.
You know, like, first of all, can we make even something as simple as a contact us form more strategic? Yeah, and then also, you know, how do we balance getting enough information from a lead without, like, scaring them away with a super long form?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to overwhelm people?
Exactly. And then this whole concept of over-delivering, yeah, we hear that a lot, but, like, what does that actually look like in practice?
Yeah, you really wow people.
Right, exactly.
Ah.
So I think we've got a lot to unpack here.
I think we do, too. And, you know, what's really fascinating about marketing automation is that it's not just about, you know, putting your emails on autopilot or anything like that.
Right.
It's really about thinking strategically and crafting these personalized experiences for each lead that you have.
Yeah.
To actually help guide them towards becoming loyal customers.
I love that.
You know, so if you use it effectively, it can be a really powerful tool for business growth.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, starting with that foundation of marketing automation, which is lead capture.
Lead capture at the beginning.
Yeah, it's like that initial spark.
Yeah.
That kind of sets the whole customer journey in motion.
Shuts everything off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, think about it. That very first encounter that a potential customer has with your business.
Okay.
Maybe they stumble upon your website. Maybe they see an ad. Maybe a friend tells them about you.
Right. Word of mouth.
Yeah. And that's where the marketing magic kind of begins.
Yeah. You got to grab their attention.
You got to capture that interest. And our sources highlight two main tools for doing this.
Okay. What are they?
Web forms and landing pages.
Okay.
And while both of those collect information, they really have these distinct roles to play.
Yeah, so they're not interchangeable.
Not exactly.
No.
All right, I'm curious.
Okay, so let's start with web forms because I think those are pretty familiar to most people.
Okay.
You know, it's like that trusty contact us page that you find on pretty much every website.
Right.
It's easy to find. It's usually asking for, you know, just some basic information.
Just the essentials.
Right. But a landing page that's a little bit more targeted.
Okay.
It's like a standalone page that's designed specifically for a certain campaign or a certain offer.
So think of it as like a focused destination.
Okay.
That's really crafted to convert visitors into leads.
So they serve different purposes.
Yeah. And I'm already starting to see like the strategic possibilities here, you know?
Yeah. Tell me more.
Instead of just having like a generic contact us page.
Right.
We can create web forms that are tailored to different sections of our website.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right. So let's say someone's browsing your blog and they're reading an article about, I don't know, social media marketing.
Okay.
You could have a web form right there that's offering like a free download.
Okay.
That's related to social media marketing.
Oh, so it's super relevant to what they're already looking at.
Exactly. And you're capturing those leads.
Right. Then, you know, they're already interested.
Exactly.
That's smart.
Yeah. So you're segmenting them right from the start.
Love it.
And our sources even suggest that we can make those basic forms even more strategic.
Okay.
So I'm curious, like, what kind of tweaks can we make to really gather valuable insights without, you know, being too pushy?
Right. You don't want to scare people away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, one tip that I saw was to add in just like one simple qualifying question.
Okay.
You know, instead of just asking for the name and email, try including a field that says something like, you know, what are you most interested in learning about?
Oh, I like that.
And then you can give them a couple of different options to choose from.
Okay, so we're not overwhelming them.
Right, it's still simple.
But we're getting that little extra piece of data.
Exactly, and that can be really valuable.
It is, because then you can personalize all those future interactions.
Yes.
You know, instead of just sending out a generic, thanks for reaching out email, you can say, oh, I see you're interested in social media marketing. Here's some more information on that.
Right. It shows that you're paying attention.
Yeah, and you understand their needs.
That you care.
Exactly. Now, the tricky part is finding that balance.
The balance.
Right, between getting enough information and not scaring people away.
Yep.
And our sources really emphasize the importance of understanding your business goals and your target audience.
Okay, so it's got to be relevant to your specific situation.
Exactly. Like, what information is absolutely essential for you to qualify a lead at this stage?
Right. What do you really need to know?
And what can you maybe gather later down the line?
Yeah, you don't have to get it all at once.
Exactly. So we've captured that lead. We've used a strategically designed web form or a landing page.
Okay.
But now,
What happens next?
what happens next? And our sources are very clear on this.
Okay, tell me.
Don't drop the ball.
All right, so keep that momentum going.
Yes.
Don't let them disappear.
Exactly. And this is where automation can really shine.
Okay, in what way?
It's about bridging the gap between capture and conversion.
Okay.
So guiding those leads toward whatever action you want them to take.
Got it.
And it's important to remember, this is a journey. It's not a sprint.
A journey, not a sprint.
Right? We don't want to just jump straight into a sales pitch, you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't propose on the first date.
I like that analogy.
Right.
You got to nurture the relationship a little bit.
Exactly. Build that rapport. Provide some value before you ask for the sale.
Make them feel special.
Right. So how can automation help us do that?
Well, one powerful tool is email sequences.
Okay, tell me more.
So imagine a series of automated emails that go out,
Okay.
and each one kind of builds on the last one.
I see.
So you're delivering valuable content, maybe addressing some common questions or concerns, and you're subtly guiding that lead towards taking that action that you want them to take.
So instead of just blasting out one generic email to your entire list,
Right.
you're creating this personalized experience that feels more like a conversation.
More like a one-on-one.
Exactly. And the cool thing is, automation allows us to track how people are engaging with those emails.
Oh, that's helpful.
Right. So are they opening them? Are they clicking on the links?
Are they interested?
Exactly. And that data helps us kind of assess, their interest level and then adjust our approach accordingly.
Yeah, so you can tailor it.
Exactly. So if somebody's like super engaged, opening every email, clicking all the links, we might fast track them to the next stage in our funnel.
Okay.
But if somebody's not responding at all, maybe we need to tweak the messaging a little bit or offer something different to try to re-engage them.
Give them a little nudge.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of automation.
So beauty.
It allows you to really tailor that journey for each individual lead
Yeah.
based on their behavior and their interactions.
So it's personalized to them.
Exactly. And it's like having a personal assistant working behind the scenes.
Ooh, I like that.
Right, constantly monitoring and adjusting the experience for every single person.
That's awesome.
And it frees up our time to focus on those high-value tasks,
What kind of tasks?
building relationships, closing deals, all that good stuff.
Right, the things that require a human touch.
Exactly. Now, speaking of, things that we need to kind of adjust our approach for our sources,
Yeah.
also mentioned this concept of having a plan B.
Plan B, okay.
Yeah, and I'm curious, like, what did they mean by that?
What if plan A doesn't work?
Exactly. It's recognizing that not every single lead is going to convert right away.
Right. Some people need a little more time.
Exactly. And some people might need a little more convincing or a different approach altogether.
So you need a backup plan.
Yeah. So let's say, we've sent out a series of emails inviting leads to book a consultation,
Okay.
but some people just aren't taking action.
They're not biting.
Right. And maybe they're just not ready for that level of commitment yet.
Makes sense.
So instead of just giving up on them completely,
Okay.
our plan B might be to offer a different call to action.
Okay.
So maybe we invite them to download a free guide or attend a webinar, or we give them a limited time discount.
So something a little less pressure.
Exactly. It's about keeping them engaged
Okay.
and moving them closer to that ultimate goal, even if it takes a little bit longer.
So keep nurturing that relationship.
And automation can play a key role in implementing these plan B strategies.
I see.
We can set up triggers based on lead behavior.
Okay.
So if somebody's not responding to our initial call to action, the automation can automatically shift them to a different path.
Oh, that's smart.
So it's like this choose your own adventure
I like it.
that's happening in the background,
Okay, yeah.
guided by the
All
automation.
right, now all of this sounds amazing,
Yeah.
but I do have one question.
Okay, sure.
How do we make sure that all of this automation doesn't feel robotic or impersonal?
That's a really good question, and it's something that our sources touched on as well.
Okay.
The key is to use automation strategically and ethically.
Okay, strategically and
Yeah,
ethically.
so we're focusing on enhancing the human touch, not replacing it completely.
So it should feel like it's coming from a real person.
Exactly. We want to create experiences that feel personalized and relevant, not spammy or intrusive.
Right.
And that brings us to another really important aspect that our sources highlighted:
What is it?
fulfillment.
Fulfillment.
Yeah, it's about delivering on the promises that we've made and exceeding expectations.
So under promise and over deliver.
Yeah. And, you know, we've spent all this time capturing the lead, nurturing them through the funnel.
Right.
And now it's time to actually deliver the goods.
Deliver the goods.
And automation can be a real game changer here.
Okay. Tell me how.
Okay. So imagine somebody just signed up for your free ebook on your landing page.
Okay.
With automation, the moment they hit submit,
yeah,
they get an immediate email with the download link.
Ooh, instant gratification.
Right. No waiting, no delay.
I love that.
Instant gratification is so important these days.
Yeah. Nobody wants to wait.
Nobody wants to wait. And it also ensures that, you know, every single person who signs up gets that same seamless experience.
Right. Consistency.
Yes. Whether it's 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning.
Makes you look good.
It shows that you're organized.
Reliable.
That you value their time.
Absolutely.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
Fulfillment isn't just about delivering what's expected.
Okay.
It's also a chance to over-deliver.
Ooh, over-deliver.
It's like getting a bonus gift with your purchase.
I love bonuses.
Right. It makes you feel valued. It makes you feel appreciated.
Absolutely.
So what does that look like in the context of marketing automation?
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, so let's say somebody signs up for your ebook. And it's called 10 Tips for Social Media Marketing.
Okay, a classic.
Right. You could just send them the ebook and call it a day.
Okay.
Or you could send them the ebook plus a bonus checklist.
Ooh, checklist.
That summarizes all 10 tips. Or maybe you give them a template.
Ooh, template.
To help them implement those strategies. Or maybe you even throw in a discount code for your social media management services.
Wow, you're really going above and beyond.
Right. It's about exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
Providing unexpected value.
Right.
That genuinely helps them succeed.
So you're not just giving them information, you're giving them tools.
Exactly. And automation makes it easy to do this at scale.
Well,
you know, you're not manually creating and sending these bonus goodies to every single person.
Right. It's all automated.
So once you set up the automation, it runs in the background.
Okay.
And it just consistently delivers that wow factor to every new lead.
I love that.
And, you know, it's not just about giving away free stuff for the sake of it.
Right.
It's about strategically choosing bonuses that enhance the value of your core offer.
It's got to be related.
Exactly. So if your ebook is about social media marketing.
Right.
Your bonus content should help them actually implement those tips.
So it all ties together.
It does. It makes them more successful and it reinforces your expertise.
You become the expert.
And it turns what could have been just a one-time interaction.
Yeah.
Into this lasting relationship.
I love that.
And it brings up a key takeaway from our sources.
What's that?
Consistent messaging.
Consistent messaging.
Throughout the entire customer journey.
So from beginning to end.
Exactly. From the landing page to the welcome email to the fulfillment process.
Everything needs to align.
It does. It needs to feel cohesive.
Right.
It needs to reinforce your brand and your value proposition.
So there's no confusion.
Yeah. Imagine if your landing page has this like fun, playful tone.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
But then your welcome email is super formal and corporate.
Oh, that would be jarring.
It's like going on a date with somebody who's completely different from their online profile.
That's a great analogy.
Right? It's all about creating that sense of authenticity and trustworthiness.
And consistency helps with that.
It does. So we've covered a lot of ground here. Mm. You know, we've talked about lead capture. We've talked about nurturing leads through email sequences.
We talked about plan B.
We talked about plan B.
We talked about over-delivering.
Over-delivering, the importance of consistent messaging.
It's a lot.
It is. So is there anything else we should be thinking about as we kind of delve deeper into this world of marketing automation?
You know, as we're exploring all those different tactics and tools, it's important to remember that automation is really most effective when you use it strategically and ethically. So it's about enhancing the human touch.
Right.
Not replacing it.
We want to streamline processes.
Yes.
We want to personalize experiences.
It makes it easier.
And ultimately build stronger relationships with our customers.
Exactly. It's amazing, isn't it, how automation can really help us create those wow moments for customers.
Yeah, totally. And we've already seen how, you know, web forms can be way more than just data collectors.
Right.
They can be powerful tools for segmentation.
Exactly. Like, remember our contact us form example.
Yeah.
You know, just by adding that one question, like, what are you interested in learning more about?
Right.
And then giving people a couple of options to choose from.
Yeah.
We can gather so much valuable data about their needs and their interests.
It's so subtle, but it's so effective.
Right.
And then, you know, instead of sending a generic thanks for reaching out email.
Right.
We can tailor those responses based on what they select.
Exactly. And that personalization makes a huge difference.
Huge.
And how people perceive your business. You know, it shows that you're paying attention, that you care about their specific needs.
Totally makes sense. Now, what about landing pages?
Landing pages.
How do those fit into this whole segmentation strategy?
So landing pages, they really excel in targeted campaigns.
Okay.
So let's say you're launching a new product line.
Okay.
You can create a dedicated landing page for that.
Yeah.
With a really compelling headline.
Huh.
You know, strong visuals and a clear call to action.
Right, like sign up for more information.
Exactly. And because you're driving traffic to that specific page,
right,
for that specific purpose, you already have that valuable insight.
They're interested.
They're interested in that product line.
Yeah.
Even before they fill out the form, you're segmenting them based on their expressed interest.
Wow.
And then the information that they provide in the form,
yeah,
that just further refines the segmentation.
So smart. Okay. So we're capturing leads.
Mm-hmm.
We're segmenting them based on their interests, their needs.
Right.
But what's next?
What's next?
How do we actually use automation to move them further down the funnel?
So this is where that whole bridging the gap concept comes into play. You know, we talked about guiding leads towards that desired action.
Right. Like booking a call, making a purchase.
Exactly. But it's rarely a straight line.
No.
You know, some people need a little bit more nurturing.
More time.
Yeah, before they're ready to take that leap.
Totally. And that's where those email sequences come in.
So powerful.
You know, automation can trigger this whole series of emails.
Okay.
That are designed to build rapport, provide valuable information, and even address potential objections.
So you're anticipating their needs.
Exactly. And instead of just blasting the same generic message to everyone.
Right.
You're creating this personalized experience that feels like a natural progression.
It feels more human.
Yeah. And each email in the sequence kind of builds on the last one.
Okay.
Moving them closer and closer to that desired action.
Towards that goal.
And of course, automation lets us track how people are engaging with those emails.
So we can see what's working.
Yeah. So if somebody's opening every email, mm-hmm, clicking all the links.
They're hot lead.
They're probably a hot lead, and we might fast track them to the next stage.
Okay.
But if someone's not engaging at all.
Right.
Maybe they need a different approach,
mm-hmm,
a different message, or maybe they're just not ready yet.
Give them some space.
Yeah, exactly.
But keep them on your radar.
And it's like having this dedicated assistant.
Ooh, I like that.
Right, who's constantly monitoring and adjusting the journey for each individual lead.
Makes my job easier.
Right, making sure they're getting the right message at the right time.
So efficient.
So efficient.
Yeah.
And it frees up our time to focus on those high value activities, you know.
Yeah, what kind of activities?
Like building relationships, closing deals.
The human stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked about segmentation. We talked about email sequences,
yeah,
you know, using automation to personalize that customer journey.
Right.
One of our sources brought up a really thought-provoking question.
Okay, what is it?
About the potential downsides of automation.
Downsides?
Yeah. So the article basically highlighted this risk of becoming overly reliant on automation.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Right to the point where we lose sight of that human element.
The human touch.
In our marketing efforts.
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
It is. We don't want our marketing to feel cold and impersonal.
No, we want to build connections.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to strike that balance.
What's that balance?
Between automation and the human touch.
Oh.
You know, we need to make sure that automation is enhancing our ability to connect with customers.
Right.
Not hindering it.
So how do we navigate that balance?
Yeah, how do we make sure that automation stays a tool for connection?
Right.
Not a barrier.
Good question.
I think one key is to regularly review and refine our automated processes.
So don't just set it and forget it.
Exactly. You know, we need to be asking ourselves, are our email sequences still relevant?
Right.
Are our landing pages converting as they should?
Are we providing value?
Are we providing genuine value at each touch point?
It's got to be a good experience for the customer.
Exactly. And it's not just about setting it and forgetting it. It's about ongoing optimization.
Right.
You know, making sure that our automation strategies are aligned with our overall marketing goals and our customer needs.
Always evolving.
Always evolving. And, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to experiment and try new things.
Yeah. Test it out.
This whole conversation has definitely sparked my curiosity.
Mine too.
We've covered a lot of ground. You know, segmentation, email sequences,
mm,
plan B strategies, the importance of personalization.
It's a lot.
You know, this is just the first step in our journey.
The first step.
We focus on marketing automation today, but in our upcoming episode, we'll be exploring the incredible opportunities that automation offers in sales, service, and operations.
Can't wait.
And I'm excited to keep going.
Me too.
So stay tuned, everyone. as we continue to unlock the potential of automation across every facet of your business.
It's going to be amazing.